This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, some one-hit wonders. You'll hear them coming up next.
Why do you have to get drunk to be an ass? Why do you have to get tight before you get loose? Why do you need a double before you get into trouble? Can't you get into trouble without an excuse? You want to get up and get out and get free and get crazy. But why do you have to start by getting stoned? Because, Pat, you don't have to get drunk to be an ass. You can be an ass on your own. All
right. Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, nicely done. Are we back? Yeah, this is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, National
everybody.
Coffee Day. Have some caffeine.
I'm having some now.
Yeah.
It's National Coffee Day.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, I know that. Delicious.
Yeah. Huh. We do that every day here.
It's this the best is, part of waking up.
That's right.
Is it the best part of waking up or...
Just waking up is good.
Pretty good these days.
There's one thing that's
pretty much happy to.
There's one thing.
Yeah, the best part of waking up is big. Yeah, well, I didn't grab the bed. Got that going.
Well, you know your house and my house are different. It's amazing.
Did you just say that or think it?
I said it out loud.
I was thinking it first.
Wait, Pinkerton
thought it out
show?
Loud.
What are
I was
you
thinking
doing?
It first, then I said it. I'm sorry. Where was it? Oh, I know. We have found ourselves once again in the Napa Auto Parts studios here in the Bob and Tom program. I don't know why we're talking about one-hit wonders today.
Why not?
And we have been playing a bunch of them. I think the one-hit wonder composers get kind of a bad rap because...
What do you mean?
They wrote a great song. And
if you write one great book, you're considered to be a genius.
I don't think they try to be a one-hit wonder.
No,
right?
I'm not saying they do, but if you write one great song, that's a wonderful thing, and I think it's a pass for life as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I mean, don't know. They may have written other songs that we're just not aware of.
Yeah, that could be. But I'm just saying, if people, it's a one-hit wonder, mm-hmm. they kind of dismiss it. There are many great novelists. They write one great book.
Harper, what's-her-face?
Yeah, Harper Lee wrote, To Kill a Mockingbird? And now there's that fake book that they released because she's old and addled. Her editors beat it out of her. Because
Sign this great grandma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, sign these papers. And by the way, that's a desk. No, that's a chair. I'll change that. Okay, I'm sorry. The point is, we're doing one hit wonders. And Christy, you guys are all doing great at identifying.
I'm not. Some of these I've never heard of.
We've been kind of concentrating in the 80s.
We've been on the air on the radio, baby. We've been sitting in the air chair. Okay.
A lot of these we played.
Okay, under protest.
Here's one. Oh, this one I know you like, Bob.
Really?
I'm going to have to play this just a hair.
Here
we go.
Oh, hey, go on. Yeah.
Oh, that's turning Japanese?
No, 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 no. It's
Mexican radio.
Yes.
Walla
Voodoo.
It gets good.
Awful song.
Give it a break.
The video made it. The barbecued iguana. Who is this? Who was in Walla Voodoo? More than somebody famous? Wasn't Matt Damon in Walla Voodoo?
Might have been.
You can tell it's a video because they go on so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to get the shot.
We really got it in for video.
Is the hook coming?
I hope so.
I think it's not much of a hook either.
That's a pretty good hook.
No, it's horrible.
I don't think that would make it if it had not been for video, though.
A
lot of those songs.
I think there are certain bands. If it weren't for video, Duran never would have gotten out of.
Keep saying that, but I don't.
Liverpool or whatever the hell they were.
Please tell me now.
It's my Duran. Okay, here we go.
That was good.
Here we go. Oh, great song.
Great.
Great song.
Eddie Burkell.
Yeah, the rubber shooting rubber bands at the stars. Great album.
What I
she's
am.
Married to Paul Simon, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And she's, as far as I know, she's KO'd him twice.
She should.
Well, Bob, it's not fair because she's in a different weight class.
Six more weeks, she'll be eligible for federal funding.
Paul is not
weeks.
A tall man.
Can you imagine?
Okay. How about this one?
Well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That hurt my heart. Quarter flash.
Seafood Mama. I always
Christy
remember that.
Lee.
You know, Quarter Flash's original name was Seafood Mama.
I love this song.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Pardon my heart.
Seafood Mama?
I think so, yeah. Rindy Ross, and she's the one that plays saxophone, I think.
Rindy. Everyone knows it's Rindy.
Yeah, she had Japanese parents. Wow. That's right.
I didn't say that. That's a racist comment if I ever heard one.
Her actual name was Lindy, but they pronounced it Rindy.
Here it is.
Talk about Pat Benatar sound.
Wow.
I thought it was Pat Benatar at first heard.
It does sound just like that. Okay, here's one.
They had a great saxophone.
Again, this is...
That was her playing sax, I think.
Yeah, it was her playing
This song
sax.
Has been performed in our studios more than once.
Really?
Here we go. I'm not going to give you a lot of it. Here we go.
Is it the Weasel? New Girl Now.
John Waite.
Honeymoon Suite.
Oh. Are you looking
Missing
at my
you.
Computer, Christy?
No, I swear to God I'm not.
It's a great song.
Not, I swear to God. This is like literally my favorite song of all time.
And you've touched this guy, right?
Great song.
I have touched this guy.
Where?
On his arm.
Oh, sorry.
Or it seemed like an arm.
It was his arm.
Holding an apple.
I was going to leave holding an apple up to the listener, but apparently.
I'm going to tweet him right now. We are
Twitter friends.
The songs
well,
are hard
I follow
for
him. He doesn't follow me. Bob.
He will in a minute. As soon as you remind him about the apple and the baby arm.
Maybe you should. Can you tweet him a little picture?
Here. Take a picture of this.
See, my
my
favorite, I love the Babies, Isn't It Time?
Isn't It Time's a good song.
John Waite and the Babies.
He also
great
had a
song
called Changes, which was really good.
Now, Changes. Did Seafood Mama open for Hot Tuna?
No.
Okay, sorry.
I swear I did not look at your
Do not tell Tom any other info about other bands.
Sounds like it should have been at 16 Candles.
Oh,
what is this one?
It's familiar. I got nothing wrong. Oh, Take on Me. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Wow.
This is the part I went, ugh.
A lot of radio edits didn't have that intro on it. It started right
the
here.
Intro, yeah. The intro is the best part.
I don't remember this one.
I think we had another song.
This was the decade where drummers couldn't get work.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has that Duran.
Plug in the drummer.
That Duran feel. Okay, Bob, you wanted something that wasn't 80s. Here we go.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
I love this song. I'm going to be very quick here.
Every now and then.
Driving to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Guitar. Bill Kirchhoff. Thank you very much. Great song. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, featuring George Frank.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace?
That's a great
song. It's good enough.
I was driving that Model A. Okay, let's see. I think have we covered all these?
Oh, there's a zillion more one-hit wonders.
Yeah, when we started talking about this, because today is punctuation day.
Yeah.
Now, I say that, and I'm wrong, because actually punctuation day was last Thursday, but we kind of missed it. So we're sort of declaring this punctuation day, too.
Let's see. Period.
John Waite follows us.
I have one more.
You have one more one-hit wonder?
I have one here. Yeah, that's I'm sure. I thought it was a big hit.
That's not it.
That's Thunder Island again.
That's Thunder Island.
Yeah, we had Thunder Island. Huge hit, so big.
Down on
Thunder Island. I hate these.
Try this one, Bob, here.
Everybody.
Dancing in the Moonlight by
King's Harvest.
King's Harvest.
Everybody great song. Dancing yep. In the Moonlight. I just saw the band. The band Yacht Rock does a great version of that.
Any idea, folks?
Play it again.
Oh
wait, is that Judy in Disguise?
It is.
That's what you are.
I love this. What band is this?
John Fred and the Playboys.
Ready?
Judy in Disguise. Well, that's what you want.
Why has this been remade?
And this Playboy band.
It's a great song. Got that? It's got
John Fred.
It's got like one bar of 60s psychedelic guitar in there to get back to a pop song.
See, there's some good ones out there.
Okay, here we go. This I'm going to be very quick on this one.
Go ahead,
Christy. You can't play.
Okay.
Everybody was cold.
Oh, come on. Hard. Greatest song ever recorded, according to the countdown show I heard on Chick's radio station.
I don't
station.
Know who that was, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Carl Douglas.
Now, that's the 45 without the... Doesn't the original have the...
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Yeah, that doesn't have that?
No. Here's an easy one. Here's an easy one. Mm-hmm. I'll be very quick again.
Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Are you looking at my computer?
Yes, from way across the room and at an angle. Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. Wow.
This comes back.
This is all whistling, right?
Yodeling, too. Isn't this one of the only hit songs that has yodeling in it?
Well.
Good song.
There's no lyrics, right? Just yodeling and whistling.
Aren't these guys Dutch, or are they from Holland or
probably.
Something?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua? Okay, good.
North Nicaragua.
Okay. Yeah, no Nick.
Here we
call it.
Here we go. No hope.
No so Nick. Nick.
Okay. No Nick.
So Nick, okay.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
I just heard this. Everybody's kung fu fighting.
This is the proper introduction.
I think one time
would you mind?
Is the limit on how many times a day you should have to listen to kung fu fighting.
Carl Douglas.
Oh my God.
This is not 80s.
Okay.
Not 80s. Okay. This was a huge hit, but I'll be very quick again.
Get up in the
sleeping. Well, that is Desmond Dekker and the Israelites.
Israelites.
Now I want to say before I play this, I thought the lyrics to this.
what did you think?
I thought he was saying Ezra and I. I thought it was about a guy
Named Ezra?
Buddy named Ezra.
Israelite. Oh, the Israelites. It says Israel right there. See, it says right there on the internet, it said, here's Desmond Dekker and the Israelites.
I wasn't playing
Never
the record.
Heard that?
I was listening to it on the radio. I thought it was Ezra and I.
It's also on the label of the record.
I didn't have the record.
Oh.
I was listening in my car on the radio. I listened
to Get up in the morning, sleeping for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Whoa.
It's all about the manna from heaven thing.
Me, Ezra and I.
It's not Ezra.
Where did makes you more get that?
No,
get up in the morning, slaving for bread.
Kind of a reggae thing.
So that slaving for what?
Slaving for bread, sir.
Oh, I thought you said breakfast.
No, they don't slave for breakfast. Yes, and then in the afternoon they slave for lunch.
Okay.
Again, I thought it was. We could do a whole show about lyrics you
We're
thought
not doing
were something
that. We're
else.
We're doing one-hit wonders.
That was. I got a lot of lyrics wrong. I'll tell you what. When I heard them. Okay, this one. Not 80s.
Okay.
90s.
Not 90s.
Oh,
the so zero.
We've moved
not
into the
zeros.
Zeros.
Oh,
teens?
It must be the aughts.
We haven't been in the
not
teens
the aughts.
Very long.
Oh, not the aughts.
Where are we going?
Here we go.
Open Gangnam.
Oh,
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Yikes. Style.
I probably say I've never heard this song all the way through.
The video.
I
hilarious.
Have never either.
No, no, it's not.
I love the horsey either. Dance.
No, it's Oppa not.
Gangnam Style.
I'm the only one in this room.
Gangnam Style.
Yeah, it's very
Good
painful
Lord.
To listen
and
to.
I only think you got it because your kid made you watch it or something.
No. I Saturday Night Live did a stunt where they brought the guy out live and the crowd went nuts. And I go, why are they going crazy about it? And then I backtracked and found out what I'd missed.
I see.
Oh, that is a pretty funny video. He's at Dodger Stadium and they introduce him. And Tommy Lasorda's seated to his left. And he's like, Tommy's looking at him like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
With his arms folded.
Doesn't look like Sinatra.
And can I have your hot
doesn't
dog?
Doesn't look like Frank. He's the only musical star I know.
And Tommy took his hot dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
He's seen him play the spaghetti.
I didn't hear that one again.
Love this song.
Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
That was one of the first songs I had on 8-track.
And listen for the lisp when he says Mythith.
I don't know if he does that or not.
Me and Mythith.
You put that in my head. I don't know.
No, listen carefully.
Let's hear.
Okay.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
Very clear, Mrs.
Not yet. When he says, at the climax.
We got a thing going on.
Hold on.
We both know that it's wrong.
We got a long way to go.
We're not going to get to it, are we?
I don't have that kind of time.
No.
Where he goes real high, goes, me. I'm telling you, it's a myth.
He does it with a.
Yeah, there's a definite.
Leave the man alone.
Dean, can you find the myth
part?
I'll listen to it this afternoon.
Yeah.
you know it.
Here it is.
It's Billy Paul.
Mrs. Jones.
There's an S in there.
It's pretty plain.
That's Mrs.
It's Mythith.
No, it's not.
Mrs. Jones.
Maybe the first one. Maybe the
There's
first
There's a little bit of Mythith in there.
I don't
well,
think so.
Great song. Unless you're Mr. Jones, of course.
Of course.
Sure. Then it's not
yes.
a good song.
It's not all that good. Oh. It's like,
hey, if you're listening to the radio this afternoon, but your wife's banging Billy Paul.
So it's been quite a while. So how long does it take for a song to get produced and get on the radio? It's been going on for a while.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay. Anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh. Are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
hell? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it, Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.